CAMs produce very realistic-looking, high-resolution guidance, but they are still just physical model simulations governed by mathematical equations and approximations. The internal mechanics of CAMs and their different configurations are responsible for different forecasts from different CAMs and can lead to forecast biases. An understanding of those internal components is therefore useful. If we look under the hood, so to speak, the main differences between CAMs are in their dynamic model cores, cycle frequency, horizontal resolution, the number of vertical levels they have, the initial and lateral boundary conditions which are provided by parent models, whether they are hot or cold start models, and their planetary boundary layer or PBL and microphysics parameterization schemes. Parameterization schemes are mathematical approximations of complex processes that occur at scales smaller than we can model, or which we may not even know how to best represent through explicit equations, such as small-scale turbulence that drives PBL mixing. Land surface characteristics like vegetation type, greenness fraction, soil type, and soil moisture can also be important, but have less variability among current CAMs and are less influential on differences among forecasts on a daily basis, so we will not delve into them like we will the remainder of the differences listed on this slide.